Begin the current daven, Masechta Sanhedrin daf Tzadik Vav. Begin 20 lines down at the top of the Yamin, where the Gemara continues in a related discussion from the previous daf. That is, since we were speaking about a miracle that was done by an angel in the middle of the night, fighting the army of Sancheiriv, so too the Gemara now quotes a pasuk by Avraham Avinu, also discussing a miracle done by an angel in the middle of the night. It says in the pasuk in Bereishis, Ve'echolik aleihem laila huvavad, Avraham Avinu is fighting to save his nephew Lot from the kings that he was fighting against, the four kings. So it says that he split up the night against them, him and his servants. Vayakim, he killed them, Bugim, etc., where he conquered the four kings. Now Amr Yechin, he says, Isi Malach Shun is Daman Lavram, that angel that was prepared for Avram, Laila Shmai. The name of that Malach was called Night, which was the Malach that helped Avram in fighting the four kings. Shemelech, it says the pasuk in Eiv, V'halayla Amar, and the night said, meaning this angel that called Laila, Hayregever, that this man should be conceived, meaning this is the Malach in charge of conception. That was the same Malach that it says, V'echolk Aleim Laila Huvavadav, that this Malach Laila was the one that assisted Avraham Avinu conquering the four kings. V'bitzchli Nafcham, he gives a different interpretation. He says, She'asa imay maisa Laila, that it was done with Avraham Avinu, the actions of the nighttime, meaning that the stars of the nighttime sky fought for him like it was done at a later point in history in Barak, the general of the Jewish army. You know, like it says the pasuk in Shaftim, in Shemayim Nilchamu, from the heavens they fought, Hakechavim Siloisam Nilchamu Im Sisra, that the stars from their orbits, they fought with the foreign general Sisra, and that was what it means Laila. It doesn't mean the Mal called Laila, but rather means that the constellations, the solar system was what fought against the enemy. Amr Shlakish, and regarding this machlekes, Rish Lakish said, Tava, it's better the words of Rabbi Yitzchak Dinafcha, meaning the one of Nafcha, meaning Rabbi Yitzchak, who is called Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, midibar Nafcha, from who the one who's called Bar Nafcha, which is referring to the first interpretation of Rabbi Yechanan, who we find throughout Shas, like in Bab Metzia Pehim Ebeis, that Rabbi Yechanan was called Bar Nafcha. Now, the reason why it was called Bar Nafcha is either because the father of Rabbi Yechanan was a Nafcha, was a smith, and therefore he was called Bar Nafcha, or some say Bar Nafcha was because of his great beauty. But either way, Rish Lakish was saying that he prefers the interpretation of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, whereas that the Kechavim fought for Avraham Avinu instead of the Pshat of Rabbi Yechanan, which said that it was a Malach called Laila. Now, the pasuk before that, once we introduced this by Avraham Avinu fighting against the four kings, the pasuk before that says, Vayirdef Adon, that he chased after them up until this place called Dan. Amr Yechanan, he says, but Kibin Shabbos is Tzadik Adon. Why did he only chase after them up until there? Because once that righteous person of Ramavina reached to the place of Dan, Tashash Kaichai, so then his energy was sapped. Because Rab B'nei Banav Shasidin Lavrav Adizar B'dan, he saw that his grandchildren were going to do idol worship in this land of Dan. Shnamak says, the Pasuk Lacham Aleph, said, Vayasim, the wicked king Yeravim Ben Avad, placed from his two calves, the golden calves that he made that were Avaydazaris, as a echad beveisel, as a echad nasim bedan. One he placed in Basil, the other one he placed in Dan, which Avaydazara, and therefore that's up until where Avraham Avinu had the energy to chase them. Moreover, says the Gemara, Af Isi Rasha, and also that wicked person referring to Nebuchadnezzar Rasha, Lein Niskabra at Shekhil Dan, he did not overpower the Jewish people up until he reached the place of Dan. Shemak says, the Pasuk Nirmiyam, Midan Nishma Nachrasusa, from Dan was heard the snorting of his horses, only then did he become powerful to conquer the Jewish people. Now, Amr B'Zeiri says, Avagav D'Sholcha B'Yehuda Ben B'Seir Ben Netzivin, although B'Yehuda Ben B'Seir from Netzivin sent the following teachings. First of all, Hizor B'Zakan, be careful with an elderly person, because although Sheshachach Tumudai, although he forgot his learning, but since Machmas Ansei, since it was because of due to duress, due to something beyond his control, so the fact that he forgot his learning does not diminish the honor you have to give to that elderly person. Another thing he sent was V'hizaru bevridnik Rabbi Yehuda. You should be careful with the veins like Rabbi Yehuda. Where Rabbi Yehuda says in Masechet Chulin Daf Chav Zayin Min Alef that up until you slaughter the veins of the chicken, of the bird, you should not eat it. And the reason for that is because since they would roast the whole thing at one, in contrast to like the meat of an animal or of a chaya, where they would cut it up and salt it, so get out all the blood, by the chicken, by the birds, they wouldn't do that. They would just roast it all at one. So you have to make sure you get out all the blood there. Besides just doing shechita, you also have to go ahead and cut the veins to make sure all the blood comes out. And the third thing he had sent the teaching was, V'zaru b'vnei ami ha'aretz. You should be careful with the children, the sons of ignoramuses, who they become the Talmudic scholars, and therefore you have to show them dignity, Because Shemehen Tetzitur, from them, Torah is going to come out to the Jewish people, as we find the Gemara is going to tell us later on. The greatest teachers, Shmaya Vavtalion, were from the grandchildren of Sancheiriv, and from the grandchildren of Haman, they taught Torah in Bnei Barak. So on that last teaching, the Gemara tells us, although Behuda says that one has to be careful with the honor of the sons of Amma Aretz, because they're going to be the future Talmid HaChamim, but Ki HaMilsa, like this thing that we're about to say, Maidin Lahu, that we do notify them. And that is, as the Gemara is going to tell us, that the Nebuchadnezzar did not merit that great honor to say that he was a great person and his grandchildren are from him. It was only because of the four steps that he took, as the Gemara is going to tell us, the incident that he merited certain things. So the same idea is what the Gemara is saying. We tell the sons of Amaratzim, don't think that you merited to this honor because of yourselves. Rather, it's because of the little merit that your fathers had, and that's why he had sons that are Talmid Chacham. Or actually, different interpretation. Rabbi Zera is going back on what we mentioned before on the Bnei Sancheiriv, the sons of Sancheiriv. Well, Lord Behuda sent that one has to be careful in the honor of the sons of Amaratzim, because from them Torah comes out, just like we find by they came out from Sancheiriv. But what we notify, what we tell the sons of Amaratzim, is that this that we're honoring you is not because of your fathers. Different than the first interpretation. Rather, it's because the Torah that's in you, and that's so that they shouldn't become arrogant and think, oh, must have been our fathers were really righteous people. It's not true. Your fathers were not. They were Amaratzim. But it's because of the Torah that's in you, and therefore, you're getting this covet. As the Gemara quotes the pasuk in Yirmiyah, Tzadik ato Hashem ki arav elecha. Hashem, you're right. You're justified when I dispute with you. Ach mishpatim adaba isach. But there's one thing of judgment that I want to speak with you. Why is it that the ways of the wicked are successful? Why was Nebuchadnezzar successful in that he conquered Yerushalayim? Shalu kol boig de bogid, that all those who are treacherous in rebelling, they have peace. Natatim, you plant them, gam shiroshu, they get rooted, yelchu, they go, gam osu pri, they even make produce. So Yirmiyah's question was that how is it possible that they're so successful? And this is what the Gemara is saying, that we tell this to the sons of Amaratzim, just like we say that these wicked people had grandchildren that were learning Torah, teaching Torah, is because they did something even small that merited that great pre. But that was the question Yirmiyah had. How is it that someone as wicked as these people could be so successful? Says the Gemara, Samaya Hadrile. So what did they respond to Yirmiyah? So as the Pasuk says later on, says, Hashem says to him, Ki esraglim ratzo, that if you would run by your foot, vayalucha, and you'll become worn out, so ve'ichtischaras asusim, so how could you go ahead and contend with horses? Uve'erid shalom at the beitech, and if this applies to a land of peace which you're confident in, so ve'ichtasa begoinayad, so how can you go ahead and do this by the heights of the Jordan? What does that mean? It says the Gemara, Mashal Adam Echad Sha'amah. This could be compared to a parable of a person who said, Yochalani Loritz Gimel Parasois Lefnei Asusim. I could run three parasois in front of horses. And Bein Bitzemayim, even amongst the marshland, the swampy area. Now, there's Daman Leiragli Echad. So this guy who was boasting what he could do. So there was a runner who came near this person. And Ratz Lefan of Gimel Milin B'Yabosh of Anila. So this guy who was boasting ran 3 mil on dry land in front of that other runner, and he got worn out. So Amr Lehi, they said to him, Umalaf Ne Ragli Kach, if this happened to you, just contending with a runner who runs by foot, Lafnei Asusim Alachas Kamen V'Kam, imagine if you had to contend with horses, all the more so. Umashleishas Milin Kach, and if this was by 3 mil, Gimel Parasois Alachas Kamen V'Kam, so a parasa which is each is 4 mil, and you had to do 3 parsois, hold them more so you would do 1 out. Umabe Yaboshakach, and if this is by dry land, Bimbitsa Hamayim, Malachas Kamavakama, so by swampland, all the more so. So that's what he was telling him to Yirmiyah. Hashem was saying, Afata, you too. Umabe Schar Arbe Pesia Sheshalam Tilayse Rasha. Now, if regarding just 4 steps that wicked person Nebuchadnezzar had taken, which the Gemara is going to tell us later on what the incident was, that Sherot Achikvaydi, he ran after my honor, Atatameyu, you wonder how could it be that he would merit such great things that he could be successful. So he says Hashem, Kashin Mishalim Schar Lavram Yitzvah Yaakov, when I'm going to pay the reward for Avram Yitzvah Yaakov, Sherotz Lefana Kesusim, that they ran in front of me like horses, not just Nebuchadnezzar took 4 steps. They ran in front of me like horses, Allah has come and become all the more so that a person for sure would wonder regarding the great reward that Hashem is going to pay them. And therefore, don't worry. Yeah, Nebuchadnezzar is getting all this in this world for 4 steps. Imagine what the others are going to, what the Jewish people are going to get. Hendrik said, that's what the pasuk in Yirmiyah, Lanavim, for the prophets, meaning of referring to Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Nishba libi bekirbi. My heart breaks inside of me. In other words, I wonder regarding their great reward. V'rachafu kol etzmaisai, and all my bones shake. Ha'isiki ishikra, I was like a drunk man, ukegibra avriyan, like a man who passed by in him wine, emnei Hashem, in front of Hashem, emnei divri kachem, because of his holy words. Which again is referring to to be dumbfounded about the great reward that Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov are going to get. So the Gemara clarifies, Hani Dal Psis Mai, what was this incident that Nebuchadnezzar merited to destroy the base of Midrash, be the most powerful person because of the four steps that he took for the dignity of Hashem? So the Gemara said, the pasuk in Yeshaya, it says, Be'isahi, at that time, Shalach Meroidach Baladin ben Baladin Melch Bavel. So the king of Bavel, which his name was Meroidach Baladin ben Baladin, we'll explain later on why did he have that name, he sent Svarim, Begaimer, books, etc., where it says there in the pasuk, Mincha, and the flower thing, he sent it to Chizkiyahu, who was the king of Yehuda. And it says, Vayishama kichol bet yechzik, because he heard that he was sick and that he recovered. Asked the Gemara, Mishim kichol Chizkiyahu vayechzik, because Chizkiyahu melech became sick and then he recovered. Shadli svam mincha, so a different king sends him books and flower things. Why would that make him send a whole gift to Chizkiyahu melech? Says the Gemara, in yes. Because like the pasuk says in Divrei Yom HaBeis, Lidrish HaMayfis HaShahai Baritz, he was seeking out the great wonder that happened on the earth. What does that mean? Because Amr Birchlan said, Eisa Yim Shemes by Achaz, the day that the wicked king Achaz passed away, Shtei Shaisai, there was only 2 hours in the day. It was missing 10 hours. And the reason for that was so that they shouldn't have time to eulogize him and to bury him as a punishment because he was a wicked king. Now, V'chichol Chizkiyah V'idbach, when Chizkiyah Melch became sick and he recovered, Kajbuchu put back those 10 hours for Chizkiyahu, which many times we find that the sun is healing for a person. The day that he was healed was a day not of 12 hours, but of 22 hours. Like it says, Pasuk in Yeshaya, it says, Hini meshiv et seil hamailas, that Hashem says, behold, I'm going to return the shade of the elevations, meaning like the sundials that they have where it moves according to the hours of the day. Sim says, I'm going to put it back, Asher Yard Mamalis Achaz B'Shemesh, where it had gone down by the degrees by Achaz in the sun, meaning it was quick to go down and it lost 10 hours during the day when Achaz passed away so that they shouldn't eulogize him appropriately. So it went Acharanis Esther Milis, it went back 10 degrees, Vatosh V'Shemesh Esther Milis, I'm going to put the sun back 10 degrees, B'Malis Asher Yard for the degrees which should have been up, which went down. And on the day when Achaz had passed away. So as the Gemara explains, Amalahem, my high. So this king of Babel said, what's going on today? Why is this day 22 hours long? So Amalahem, they said to him, Chizkiyah cholesh vitpach, because Chizkiyah, the king of Yehuda, he became sick and he was healed. So Amalahem, he said, Ika gavri kehai, there's such a person that has such a miracle done for him that the day is lengthened 10 hours, and I shouldn't send a greeting to him? So they sent to him, his scribes wrote in his name of the king, Shalom Alamalka Chizkiyah, peace to King Chizkiyah, Shalom Lekarta Yerushalayim, peace to the city of Yerushalayim, Shalom Allah Rabba, peace to the great God, meaning referring to their God who did such a miracle. Now, the Gemara tells us that Nebuchadnezzar, Safri de Baladin Haver. Nebuchadnezzar actually was at that point the scribe of the king of Baba Baladin. Now, he shot to Lav Hasan, but that moment when they were sending that letter, penning that letter, he wasn't around. So when they came, Amalu, he said to them, he said, how'd you write the letter? Amalei, they said, we wrote it as it was just mentioned before. So Amalu, he said to them, you're calling the God of the Jewish people who did this great miracle, the great God, and you write him at the end? You first talk about King Chizkiyah, then you mention the city of Yerushalayim, and then Hashem? Amar, he said, that rather this is how you should write it. First, Shalom al Rabba, peace to the great God, Shalom Makarta to Yerushalayim, peace to the great city of Yerushalayim, and Shalom Malka Chizkiyah, peace to the King Chizkiyah. So Amalei, they said to him, the crying of the guard, to the one who reads the letter, he should be the messenger, where the guy already left. So you're saying that it should be changed, you go ahead and tell him to change it. So Rod Basrei, so he ran after the messenger, when he ran already 4 steps, Gabriel, the Malach came and held back the agent and brought it back to Nebuchadnezzar that he shouldn't have to run anymore. And Amr B'Yechon, he says, if the Malach Gabriel had not come and stopped him, and Nebuchadnezzar would have to have run more to get to that Shliach, there would not have been any chance, any hope for the Jewish people because he would have had such great reward, he would have had permission to destroy the remnant of the Jewish people. Now the Gemara asks parenthetically, my Baladan ben Baladan, why was the king of Babel, who Nebuchadnezzar at that point was described of him, called Baladan, the son of Baladan? Some of they said Baladan Malka, but the king of Babel at that time was Baladan. But Vishtani Ape Bahabakid de Kalba, but his face was changed and it turned into the face of a dog. So Habayasa Berei al Malka, so his son took over the kingship. But Kiabaksib, when the son would write, Habaksib, he would sign his name, Shmei Bishmei Dabu, his name and the name of his father, which was Balad Malka, the king Baladan. In other words, so that there should be honor to his father, he called his name by his father's name. So he was called Meredich Baladan, because if he was only called Meredich, the son of Baladan, then he wouldn't be called the name of his father, because that's how everyone writes Plaini ben Plaini. So therefore it's called Meredich Baladan, because he actually called himself Baladan, his father's name, and therefore he was ben Baladan. That's why the Torah calls him Baladan ben Baladan. Says the Gemara, Heindich Siv, so regarding such a person, that's what the Pasuk says in Malachi, says, Ben Yechabed Av, a son honors his father, Favorite of Adonav, and a servant his master. What does that mean? Ben Yechabed Av, Hudamaran, that refers to Meradach, the son of Baladan, that he honored his father so much that he called himself by the name of his father. Favorite Adonav, and a servant his master, would we find that? So like says the Pasuk in Yirmiah, says, V'chayesh HaChamishi, in the fifth month, in the 10th of the month, which was in the 19th year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babel. So then came Nebuchadnezzar, the head butcher, meaning the one who killed. He stood in front of the king of Babel, I mean Nebuchadnezzar in Yerushalayim. And he destroyed, he burned the house of Hashem and the house of the king. So it sounds like from this pasuk that Nebuchadnezzar had gone up to Yerushalayim, and that so Nebuchadnezzar destroyed it in front of his king, Nebuchadnezzar. However, as the Gemara continues, Talmud Beis, Umisalk Nebuchadnezzar Yerushalayim, did Nebuchadnezzar go up to Yerushalayim? But for Ksev, the pasuk says over there, Malachim Beis, in that parasha, it says, Vayalo Oysa, that they took up Tzidkiyah, who he was the king of Yerushalayim at that point, El Melch Bavel Rivlasa, to the king of Bavel Nebuchadnezzar, to Rivla. So we see that Nebuchadnezzar was in Rivla. And Amr Babo, he says, Zuan Tuchia, that refers to Antuchia, and Antuchia we know is not in Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Chizda, Rav Yitzchak bar Avadimi, they have two different interpretations of what does it mean he burnt it in front of Nebuchadnezzar if he wasn't there in Yerushalayim. Charama Demus Diyukne, one says that it was a graven image of Nebuchadnezzar, Hoysa Chalkukular Makavta, that was engraven on the chariot of Nebuchadnezzar. And it was as if he was standing in front of Nebuchadnezzar, and that's why it says that Nebuchadnezzar came there. Bacharama one says even more, Amy is Sayo Hazel Mendum, there was such a great fear that the Mudazradan had the Nebuchadnezzar, the Doimi Kamisha Amelavanam. It just appeared to him as if he was standing in front of him. He was able to visualize Nebuchadnezzar, it was as if he was doing in front of Nebuchadnezzar, which that's the cover that we see of Ever Adaina for a servant to its master. Now, parenthetically, once we introduce that of the relationship of Nebuchadnezzar and Mudazradan, Sama Rava, he says, Toyin Tlas Meikun Nyasa, a load of 300 mules of Narga de Parzla, of iron axes, the Shalad Parzla, that is such a sharp iron that itself could break through iron, Shadalei Nebuchadnezzar Nebuchadnezzar. That's what Nebuchadnezzar sent Nebuchadnezzar to be able to conquer Yerushalayim. However, in spite of that, Kulu Balas Ninu Chadosh Yerushalayim, one of the gates of Yerushalayim where they tried attacking first, swallowed, which doesn't literally mean swallow, but it means that it broke every one of those hatchets and those axes that they tried using to break the gate. And remember, he had 300 mules worth of them, which they were so sharp that they could break iron, and yet every one of them broke on trying to break that gateway of Yerushalayim. Something like the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Pesucheha, which sounds like its entrance in the singular, Yacha, together, Bekashal, with hatches, Bekelapos, and axes, Yahaloimun, it swallowed, meaning it swallowed and broke every single one of the hatches. None of them were able to be successful trying to break through the gate. So Bailam had this, he wanted to go back. Amar, he said, Mistafina, Dulaylavdabi, he says, I'm afraid that it shouldn't happen to me. He saw the miraculous nature of what's going on over here. Like what happened in Sancheiv and the previous enemy, the Jewish people, that his whole army was wiped out in one night. So he says, let me back out now. Nafak called Amma, but a voice rang out and said, Shava bar Shavar, jumper the son of a jumper, go up and conquer Yerushalayim. Or it means that he was a jumper, the son of a jumper, meaning it's that his second time that he's jumping. Once he tried doing it with Sancheiv, and now it's his second time. They said, no, Nebuchadnezzar Shavar, Nebuchadnezzar jump. The Matazimna Nebuchadnezzar Charv, because the time has come for the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed, Vecholamikli, and for the sanctuary to be burnt. So Pashli Chad Narka had one more axe left from all those axes. And At Asa, Machi Bekoi became, and he hit it with the not even the narrow, sharp part, but actually the thick, wide part of the hatchet, and the iptach, and that opened up the gate. Shem, like it says in the pasuk before that, which is a prayer, yivada, that it should be known in front of you, can maybe lamala, as if it's brought up above, besvach etz kardumas, in the bundle of the wood of the hatches, which they used to break into Yerushalayim, as if it was brought up in front of you by the kisei hakavod, which we see that there was bunches of hatches that were used, and again, there was only the last one which was successful in breaking through. Now, Avakotlov Azel, so he broke through the gates, his whole army is racing through Yerushalayim, he was killing and going, Atamat Leichala, until he reached the sanctuary, Adlik Beinur, he lit it on fire, and Gavah Heichala, the sanctuary wanted to go up to the sky. But Darchu Beim Shemaya, from heaven, they were stepping in it and pushing it down. So like it says, the Pasuk in Eicha Gas, like a press, like a wine press, Darach Hashem Lebsulas Bas Yehuda, Hashem pressed down on the virginity of the daughters of Yehuda, meaning pushing it down, not letting it go up. Now, Kazicha Daite, so he was becoming arrogant, haughty, regarding that, look how successful he was. Nafka Baskal of Amrle, so a heavenly Baskal, an emanation of a voice, rang out and said to him, Amakati Lakatlas, you killed a killed nation, because the decree was already on them that this should happen. Heich Lakal Yukalisi, you burnt a burnt sanctuary. Kimcha Tchina Tchinas, you grinded, already grinded flour. Shalak says the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Kiri Chaim B'tachni Kamach, take a mill and grind flour. Now it doesn't say grind wheat, rather flour, which doesn't need to be ground. Gali Tzamasech, reveal the place of where the hair is braided on the side of the head. Chesvi Shaivel, reveal the braids of the head, which are like Shibalim, that's how I use the word Shaivel, like the ears of grain, which have those braids. Gali Sheik, reveal the thigh. Ivri Naharis, pass through the rivers. In other words, this pasuk is talking about the punishment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Jewish people, that go and grind flour. In other words, that you're going to be ground and ground again, which is even when the Jewish people have already ground into flour, they can be ground again, and you're going to have to undo the braids of the hair, and you're going to have to reveal that, and you're going to have to go into exile. Now, but one thing we see from that pasuk is Chidim Leinemar. It doesn't say grind wheat. Elikemach, rather flour, which is you're killing a people that were already killed. You're grinding flour that was already ground already. Now, so after he did this, when he was in the base of Migdash, Chaza Dami de Zecharyah, he saw the blood of Zechariah ben Yoyada HaKoyin, which the nobility of Yehuda had killed him, and this was 250 years earlier, which was in the command of Yayish, who, when the people were bowing down to the king Yayish, they made him into a god, and they killed Zechariah, who was admonishing them. They killed him there in the Azariah, in the courtyard. So he saw that blood, Davakarasach, that it was boiling. Amalhu, he said, my high, what's this blood over here? Amalhu, they said, no, dam zavachim hu dishtapach, that's just blood of some sacrifices that spilled. Amalhu, he said to them, I see, bring some blood, vanasi, medami, I'm going to see if it's similar to the blood of some karbanas. I want to see if it's really the same thing. So kasi, so he slaughtered some animals, but dami, it didn't look the same as this blood. Amalhu, he said to them, Galuli, reveal to me what this blood is. V'ilayin, if not, sarikne luchulu b'sereichu b'mastrikit d'paraz, I'm going to comb your flesh with iron combs. So Amalhu, they said to him, Hai kain ben Avihu, this was a person that was a kain and a prophet. Dinam v'luhu l'Yisrael b'churban of Yerushalayim, that he prophesied to the Jewish people that it's going to be the destruction of Yerushalayim. V'kadlu, and they killed him. Amalhu, he said to them, Anom mefayasna, I'm going to appease him. Aisi Rabbanon, Kotileva, he brought the rabbis and he killed them on that spot. But Leinach, the blood still did not calm down. Aisi Darda Kedibi Rav, he brought the young children of the schoolhouse. Kotileva, Leinach, he killed them on that spot and the blood still did not calm down. Aisi Pirchekun, he brought the young ones of the Kahuna. Kotileva, Leinach, he killed them on that spot and the blood still did not calm down. Adi Kotileva, Tishin Varbar Riboy, Leinach, until he killed 94 myriads, 940,000 people, and the blood still did not come down. So Karvli Gabay Amas, he came closer to the blood and he said, Zechariah, Zechariah, Taivim Shebehani Batim, I already killed out the best of them. Nichalach de Talinu Lukul, do you want me to kill all of them? Miad Nach, it was right away then that the blood calmed down. So here, true Bedaite, so he had a reflection of repentance in his thoughts. And Amr, he said, Mahim Shaloi Ibdu Ela Nefesh Achaz Kach, if the Jewish people that only killed one person, Zechariah, and look what happened. Hahu Gavra Mata Havele, what's going to be with that person, meaning himself? Look how many people he killed. Araki fled. Shadr Pertisa Labesa, he sent a document of last will to his house. Viz Gayer, what should be done with his assets. And the Vizradin converted. Now, Tanya Bamalin, the Braisa, regarding his conversion, that there were many non-Jews, opponents of the Jewish people, enemies that tried destroying the Jewish people that actually converted. Naaman, the general of Aram, Ger Toshav Haya. He was what's called a resident convert. He didn't accept all the other mitzvahs on himself, but he did accept not to do idol worship. The Mizradin, who we just mentioned, Ger Tzedek Haya, he was a righteous convert, meaning he became a total Jew. Mibnei Banav Shal Sisra, from the grandchildren of Sisra, who was the general of Canaan, who fought against the Jewish people. Lamdu Torah Yerushalayim, they learned Torah in Yerushalayim. Mibnei Banav Shal Sacher, another enemy, the general fighting against the Jewish people, from the grandchildren of Sacherib. Limdu Torah Barab, they taught Torah in public. Umanin and Hoadei, Shmai Vavtalion, from the greatest of our Masaira of Shmai Vavtalion. Mibnei Banav Shal Haman, Lamdu Torah Bnei Barak, from one of the greatest enemies of the Jewish people. Haman, his grandsons, learned Torah in Bnei Barak. Now, even the grandchildren of that wicked person, which refers to Nebuchadnezzar, HaKadosh Baruch wanted also to bring them beneath the wing of the Divine Presence. But Amram Lachai Shostam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ministering angel sent for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shel, master of the world, Misha Hichrves Beisecha, the one who destroyed your house, V'sarves Echalecha, and burnt your sanctuary, Tachas Kamei Hashchina, you're going to bring his grandchildren beneath the wing of the Divine Presence? Hanichsev, that's what says the pasuk in Yirmiyah, Refinu as Bavel. We healed Bavel. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to heal, to bring from the grandchildren of that wicked king of Bavel, Nebuchadnezzar, beneath the Kamfei Hashchina, like we find by many of their enemies that their grandchildren became Jews. But it did not heal. What does that mean? Ula Amar says that Nebuchadnezzar refers to Nebuchadnezzar that they didn't let the grandchildren become part of the Jewish people. Shmuel ben Nachmeni, he says, Ilu Naris Bavel. This refers to the rivers of Bavel, which they were bad to drink. But Tigman, they translated what that means, is the Tzinyasa de Pevloi. It means regarding the palm trees, which were bitter because they were there on the side of those rivers, or it means these trees which were, they were bad because of the rivers above, will mean they did not produce fruits because the water was bad, not being able to produce fruits by the waters of Babel. Now, Amar Ula says, continuing the narrative of Nebuchadnezzar destroying Yerushalayim, says, Amon and Moab, Shivvi Bishud Yerushalayim Haba. Amon and Moab were wicked neighbors of Yerushalayim. Why? Kivin Sheminu LeNavi, once they heard the prophets, the Komisnabi L'Chuban Yerushalayim, they were neighbors of Eretz Yisrael. So they overheard the prophets telling the Jewish people that Yerushalayim is going to be destroyed. So Shochu LeNebuchadnezzar, so they sent to Nebuchadnezzar, Puk V'ta, come, leave your place and come to Eretz Yisrael and conquer it. We know because we're hearing that it's going to be destroyed. So Amar said to them, Mistafina dule labduli could the abdu become oi. He says, I'm afraid that it shouldn't be done to me like it was done to the earlier ones. So Shokhale, they sent him a pasuk in Mishle, Ki ena ish bevesa, the man is not home. Which the Girsa takes out the next three words, as you're going to see, that's what they responded later on. Now, what does it mean the man is not home? Me'ein ish la'kadosh baruch hu. When it says man, it refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom, like it says the pasuk in Shemais, but Oz Yasha, Hashem ish mocham, Hashem is the man of the war. So Shokhlehu, but he sent back to them, Bekrivahu vase, although he's not home, but he's nearby. And he's going to come when the Jewish people are being oppressed. And basically what you see is that, according to the words of the pasuk that they sent him, we could infer that on everything he sent to them, he was responding, that they were responding back to him, the words in the pasuk. So he sent back, he says, yeah, but he's very close by, he'll come when they're in pain. So Shokhlehu, they sent him, as the pasuk continues, no, halach b'derech merachik, he went very far away. So Shachlu, he sent to them, but Islu Tzadiki, but they have righteous people, the boy Rachmi, Maisli, that they'll beseech mercy, and they'll bring him. So Shachlu, they sent him, as the pasuk continues there in Mishle, Tzrer HaKesav Lokach B'yadai, the bundle of silver coins he took in his hand, meaning Hashem already took the righteous, they died already. Because V'ein Kesav El Tzadikim, silver coins refers to the righteous, like it says the pasuk in Hosea, Ve'echara li b'chamisha asar kesav, said I dug for myself, I acquired for myself, that 15 silver coins, which means that I redeemed them from Egypt on the 15th of Nisan. Why? In the merit of the righteous, who they are called Kesef. And as we find, that's 15. V'chaymer sa'ayim, and also a chaymer of barley, which a chaymer is 30 sa'. V'lesach sa'ayim, and a lesach is a half of that, which a lesach of barley, which is 15 sa'. If you take the 15 plus the 30, it's 45. These are the 45 righteous people that the world stands on, as the Gemara says in Chulin of Tzadik Bezim and Aleph. Sometimes there's 30 here in Bavel and 15 there at Sol. Sometimes there's 15 here and 30 there at Sol. But there's 45, which is Hashem saying that on the 15th of Nisan I redeemed them because of the Kesef. How many kesef is a chaymer and a lesach, which is 30 and 15, which is 45 righteous people. So you see, the righteous are called kesef, which they told him, don't worry, tzur ha-kesef l'kabir, Hashem has already taken away, the righteous have already died. So shalchu, he sent to them, but hadri rishi b'tshuva, but even the wicked ones amongst them, they'll repent, u'bayirachmi u'maisile, and they'll beseech mercy, and they'll bring Hashem back. So Shalchalei, they sent him, Kvar Kavalenzman, he already designated a time that he's not going to come for 70 years, and up until the Gullus of Bavel, which is the Gullus that Nebuchadnezzar took them into, is going to be completed. Shemak, it says in the Pasuk, over the Eliyim HaKesa Yavivesei, on the designated day, he's going to come to his house, which ain't Kesa Elizman. The day, the word Kesa means a designated time. Shemak, it says the Pasuk until him, by Kesa Imchageinu, on the designated day of our holiday, which is it refers to the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. So we see Liam HaKesef, they were saying, don't worry, for 70 years, he's not coming home. But Shalchlu, he sent to them, Sisvahu, but it's winter. I can't come simply because of the snow and the rain. So Shalchlu, they sent him, Toashin the Turu, come by ways of the cliffs of the mountains. Meaning, come beneath the mountains, which the mountains will protect you from the snow and from the rain. Shalmak says, the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Shilchu Kar. They sent a messenger, an agent to Nebuchadnezzar, that he was the Moishel Eretz, he was the ruler of the land, that they sent him Misela Midbara, from the rocks of the desert, Al Harbas Tzion, to the mountain of the daughter of Tzion, meaning that he should come to Harbas Tzion through the Sloim of and the mountains that should protect, give him cover from the elements. Shalchu, he sent to them, Iyasin, if I come, but Lesli Duchta di Yasivnebe, I'm not going to have any place where to stay. I'm not going to have room around Yerushalayim where me and my armies could stay in the protected place from the elements, from the rain. So Shalchalei, they sent him, Kavari Shalhem, the graves of the Jewish people, which they had this whole network of caves around Yerushalayim. It's in there where you and your soldiers could stay that are Ma'ulin Mipaltein Shalach, they're better and more roomy than your palaces, where, as the prophet tells us, they were ultimately going to throw out the bones of those who were buried over there in the graves. The Chassid says the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Be'esahinu Hashem, at that time says Hashem, Yitziu es atzmes malchei Yehuda, they're going to take out the bones of the kings of Judah, ves atzmes Sarav, and the bones of his ministers, ves atzmes Akan, the bones of Kehanim, ves atzmes Anavim, and the bones of the prophets, ves atzmes Yishuv Yerushalayim, and the bones of those who dwell in Yerushalayim, mikivrayim, from their graves, because that's what the custom was, to have the cemeteries on the outskirts of the city, and also, as we learn elsewhere, that there's the whole network of ma'aris underground, that they're going to go down there, and they're going to stay there in those bunkers, and they're going to throw out all the bones, u'chitochem la'shemesh v'lirech, and they're going to spread it out there in front of the sun and the moon, l'chol tzavashmaim, for all the heavenly constellations, asher ahovim, which they had loved, Vasha of them in which they served them, Vasha Holchachrem, which they went after them. Meaning, because the Jewish people, those bones, practiced idol worship, worshiping the sun and the moon, all these different things, because of that, in punishment, that the enemies of the Jewish people are going to take it and throw it out, and they're going to stay over there. That's what they were telling Nebuchadnezzar, that don't worry, you can come here, and whatever you're concerned about, they were allaying his fears, and these were the wicked enemies of the Jewish people, of Amon Amayev, who were trying to get Nebuchadnezzar to come, which ultimately he did, and conquer Yerushalayim.